Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Aphrodisiac Pod. I am your host, your hipsty, your Afro nymph ho, Ayana Janae, and I thank you for joining me yet again. Before we move forward, I just want to elaborate on what exactly this podcast is. I'm a bit of a hippie, so I'm into the metaphysical and holistic aspects of life. And I am also very passionate about all things sex, so I figured, why not combine the two, bring in some different black folks every week, and have these conversations with them to not only bring awareness about these topics, but also normalize these types of conversations, especially in communities of color, especially in the black community. So, with all that being said, I would like to introduce our guest, or let him introduce himself, Greg.
All right, cool. What's up? My name is Greg. I am black. Do I need more information? I'm 22. I feel like I'm making a Tinder account right now. I'm 22, male, black. If I can lie, I'm 6 foot, but honestly, I'm like 5'7". I'm happy to be here.
All right. We may have women listening. Are you single? Are you complicated?
At the moment, I'm single, but I am looking for a relationship. Aww. So yeah, I know, right? Growth.
Listen, Greg. Greg and relationships are interesting.
They don't go well together. I don't like relationships. I need to have one.
So this is growth.
Yeah, this is growth now. This is growth. I've accepted the fact that I need a relationship because...
You don't necessarily need a relationship. You just...
I woke up in my car this morning.
That doesn't mean you need one. you just do weird things anyway.
That's true. I need somebody to, like, be there to help regulate.
Like, you woke up in your car. Are you homeless? Like, what the fuck?
No,
You have a whole home.
Yeah, I woke up in the parking lot of my apartment in my boxers in my car. I don't know. Oh, man, this is a great introduction. Okay, I'm just going to let you finish, dude.
All right. So, we like to get started with an icebreaker. The last episode, we did an icebreaker that was like, this or that, but I don't want to do that for this episode. Well, not for this episode, for the podcast overall. Because it's called Aphrodisiac, I would like to ask each of my guests what their aphrodisiac is. Well, two questions. The first question is, what is your aphrodisiac, or what is the thing that, like, turns you on, gets you in the mood?
The Weeknd. The artist, The Weeknd.
I was gonna say, what the fuck?
any The Weeknd song, and also The Weeknd by SZA.
Wow.
Yeah. Music in general. I'm a sound type of person.
Okay.
When I was little, I tried, not little, because, I mean, like, when I was, like, 14 or 15, you know when you start watching porn and shit?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have to do it with the sound off.
You were 14, 15?
Yeah, I was old. I was old.
I was fucking eight.
I was old as shit. I started late. And the only reason I started is because I started actually, like, doing shit with girls, and I would nut quick, and I'd be like, how do I prevent this?
Wow.
Yeah, I got my first hand job before I started masturbating. This is crazy. But, okay. I used to watch porn with no sound because I was at my mom's house and I didn't have headphones.
I just did that shit.
Yeah, and I hated it. Like, I didn't know why I didn't like sex, but I found out it's more, like, the sound than anything that turns me on.
I think that's the same for me, too. Like, I know when I'm, like, watching porn, I don't watch it often, but when I do, like, my shit gotta be loud.
Yeah.
And I gotta hear it, and I'm very vocal during, so at least I try to be. And I'm very loud. But me being loud, like, of course, I get loud because it feels good, but I also get loud because I like hearing that I feel good, and I like hearing my partner be vocal, and I like hearing them moan. And
yeah, quiet sex,
I like
is
to
terrifying.
Know that it feels good for them. So, yeah, and I also like that you brought that up, because people don't consider the fact that, like, when you think of an aphrodisiac, like, people be like chocolate and oysters and shit, but it's not necessarily just stuff like that. It's whatever appeals to your senses. So you said you're a sound person.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of a sound person too. Weed is also an aphrodisiac of mine. The Same. Smell reminds me of, like, because I get very, my body gets very sensitive when I'm high.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. And so when I smell it, I kind of get turned on a little bit. That's kind of weird, but...
Nah, you, what the fuck is that called? You positively fucking shit. It's some shit It's some shit I took on a physics psychology test. I didn't go to class.
Wow.
But I remember that being an answer.
It's
on
positive
the test.
Reinforcement.
Positive
nigga?
Reinforcement. That's the word. I failed that test, as you can tell. But yeah, positive reinforcement. You positively reinforced it. Yeah.
That's yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to cut back on weed because wilding with weed for a little bit. And I'm just
the same. I'm trying to cut back on all push everything.
That aside. I mean, because I don't drink, so, like, weed was my drinking, but, like, that sounds bad. Weed was my drinking.
We drink weed. Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
No. Tea, look, weed-infused tea.
That shit be hitting.
I've never had it.
It don't get you high, but that shit tastes so good.
I've never had it, and I wanted to try it, but I'm not going to touch weed anyway.
We diverged a lot, and that's like the first 3 minutes. Does this normally happen? All
right, so that was the first question. Second question, what is the wildest aphrodisiac that you've ever heard from a partner?
From a partner?
Yeah.
She tried to eat my ass.
That was her aphrodisiac, nigga? She was just like, oh, it turns me on to eat your ass?
Yeah, I think that was turns her on. I think she was a ass person. Like, she just loved ass, but like, nigga ass.
So she was visual.
Yeah, okay. Visual. Let's go with that. She was very visual, yeah.
So have you ever gotten your ass angry?
No, bruh, no.
If you have, it's fine.
It's cool. Like, I don't judge, but I can't. Personally, I'm terrified of anything going in my asshole. Like, you know how when you take a shower, you gotta wash your ass? My finger hit my asshole one time, mm-hmm. And like, I was clenched shut. I'm like, I cannot be gay. Like, that shit would destroy me. My shit is too tight. Like,
okay, so that makes me question something. So why do you think that is? Because you're not the first guy that I've heard say that. You're not the first black man that said that either. Like, I just have a thing about shit being in my ass. Like,
yeah, I don't know why. Like,
okay, so I know, like, for a lot of guys, it has something to do with masculinity and not wanting to be gay and all this other shit and that a lot of homophobia stems from a hatred of femininity, in my opinion.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
And, like, that'll go off into a whole tangent about how men don't really like women. They like pussy.
Whoa.
And they don't like women.
That's
whatever.
A heavy statement. I like women.
Some men don't, though. Some men are just, like, and they don't even recognize it or they don't even see it for themselves. They're just like, I mean, I fuck bitches, so how can I hate women? And it's like,
that shit doesn't even make sense. Niggas just, really that dumb?
Yes.
Niggas is really
no.
that dumb.
Okay, so just because you fuck her does not mean that you give a fuck about her. you like the pussy. You like the benefit of the pussy. And that is it. There are a lot of people out there who just like the benefit of the pussy. They don't like the femininity that comes with it. Because if you like the femininity of it, if you didn't have an issue with femininity, you wouldn't have an issue with being homosexual or with being around men who are homosexual or being around homosexuals in general. When niggas be like, I ain't with that gay shit, it's like,
that shit's dumb to me. I hate that shit. That shit is
what
so
the fuck
stupid.
Does that mean?
That shit is so stupid.
Okay, you're not gay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Don't, when you say I ain't with that gay shit, that's shaming gay people.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And a lot of the shame for gay people comes from, again, in my opinion, a hatred of femininity. Because
I don't do that gay shit. I don't do that girly shit. That I ain't going to say the F word. I ain't no punk.
And then that's to find weakness in femininity. And to always view anything as feminine as being weak. And anything that's weak goes against what you are taught your masculinity should be.
No lie. Like, when I grew up, I didn't really have friends, so I got to, like, middle school, high school. So my mom was super protective. Like, I was not allowed to sleep at anybody's house until I turned, like, 14.
I feel
15.
That. I didn't stay at nobody's house, so I fucking graduated.
Yeah, she's wild. My mom does not trust other parents. But, like, so when I was growing up, I didn't really have, like, any outside friends, mm-hmm. and my dad wasn't around. And my grandpa died, and my great-grandpa is in jail. Mm. And the only male figure I had in my life was my uncle. So, like, every lesson I learned was pretty much by a female. Because my grandma's alive, great-grandma's alive. I have an auntie, a mom. Like, they're all there.
Okay.
So, having that, like, built into myself already and then seeing how niggas act, that shit threw me off.
Yeah. Okay, so that leads into what the topic actually is. The male brain versus the female brain. Because you brought up how the lessons you learn from your
from your women figures in your life are completely different than what you receive from male peers. So do you believe there is a difference between the male and female brain?
Yes, there's a very big difference.
Explain, how so?
I feel like, I'm not even sure if this is like a mental thing, but girls are definitely more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they complain about something, sometimes it's just to vent. Sometimes mm-hmm. they just need to get it off their chest.
Yeah.
With a dude, they always have to find a solution to whatever problem they're having.
Okay. We learned that in my gender roles class here, and I get that, and there's like, cause we gotta be educational and shit.
Right.
So I've read like articles and shit that say the same thing. However, I wonder if that is a biological thing, or is just if that is something that we have been conditioned to do.
That's what I don't know.
Because if you're a little girl, you're taught like, tell me what's wrong, tell me how it feels or whatever. But if you're a little boy, it's like, if you hurt yourself and you cry, you better man up, figure that shit out.
Stop being a little bitch.
First of all, how am I gonna figure out me hurting myself? I don't know. I fail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, motherfucker, I fell off the swing set. I already figured this out. I know what happened. What do you mean, figure this out?
And that's what I want to kind of debunk in this episode. If there is a biological difference between a male and a female brain, or if it all stems from conditioning and certain parts of our brain being nourished more than others.
I feel like it's biological to a certain extent, but not to as far as we make it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I'm a believer of, I think John Locke? John Locke, yeah. That nigga John Locke. This man, tabula rasa, you're born with like a blank slate. And that mm-hmm. shit makes so much sense. If you have a baby and you don't interact with it,
exactly.
it's just gonna be blank as fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I said, I was raised by majority female.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally a motherfucking 1-6 ratio. But there's certain shit that even when I was growing up, I just naturally did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So, let me see. So, how can I word this? So, how did you handle emotions as a little boy?
As a little boy?
Or how were you taught to handle emotions as a little boy?
Well, I'm not sure. My mom would normally be like, why are you crying? I'd be like, because this happened, okay? Is it still happening? No? Then stop crying. Like,
I understand that. I understand that in a general sense. Like, okay, this shit is in the past. Why are you worried about this shit now?
Yeah.
I get that. But then you also got to kind of deal with those emotions. Like, okay, this happened, so you're crying because of it. Why did this happening make you cry?
Like, I mean, yeah. To say
you got to process it somehow.
Yeah, but, I mean, I stopped crying. It worked. I was, like, my little 5-year-old brain to be like, damn, you right. I shouldn't be crying. Thanks, Mom. Love you. Like, that's how this shit happened.
Oh, man.
But also, I was, I don't know. I feel like, generally, my family was open to try anything. Not try anything, but, like, open to just, like, let you experience whatever you want to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I was growing up, when I turned, like, 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
When I turned 15, because my mom got me my car when I turned 15. When
okay.
I got my permit. Because she got tired of driving me places. And I remember vividly, my mom stopped saying, you can't go here, you can't do this. And it was just, like, gave me an opinion on what she would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then give me my choice of what I want to do. And they're like, hey, Mom, can I go to the movies on Wednesday? Well, you got class Thursday, so I wouldn't, but if you want to, you can. And that's the same way she let me deal with my emotions, like trial and error, all by yourself.
Your mom is so much more progressive than mine. No, if she listens to this, she's going to be mad I said that. I won't say she's more progressive. My mom just didn't handle it that way. I didn't go any fucking where. A lot of times, if I wanted to go somewhere, like if I wanted to go to a fucking party, no. Well, why not? Because I said
no. Like, I really feel like it's really important to let people make their own decisions. Because, like, my mom has allowed me to do dumb things that she knew was going to blow up in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, can I go to this party in this neighborhood? I wouldn't because that's a dangerous neighborhood, but if you want to, you can. And me being 16, like, oh, fuck, it's a party. I'm going to go. She didn't tell me no. And somebody gets shots at the party. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going back to that neighborhood anymore. If I grew up and she was just like, you can't go over there. As soon as I, like, got old enough to go over
I'm
there.
I'm going to go the fuck over there.
Yeah, but now I'm just like, you know what? Nah, I don't really fuck with the West Side like that.
Oh, shit. I don't fuck with the West Side.
Nah, West Side, terrifying. I saw somebody getting a haircut on their front porch in the West Side. How the fuck you do that? Why the fuck your clipper's not plugged in, but it's still operating? How is that happening?
Technology, nigga. Technology. I mean, I think the closest thing my mom did to that was just, like, if I did go somewhere, which was really fucking rare, it would just be, like, make smart decisions. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm probably in a space where I'm not gonna do no wild shit anyway. So, okay, whatever. Sure.
I will make the best decisions possible.
Right. So.
Oh, nice screens. Also, I'm not sure if I can say this. Well, yeah, I can say this. You posted on Instagram. You don't give a fuck. So, you remember that picture you posted on Instagram with, like, your titty almost all the way out?
Yeah.
Nigga, I was in class. That bitch pulled up on my Instagram feed. Somebody behind me was like,
shit.
I was like, damn, he really think I'm following porn stars now. That's crazy.
My titty's not even fucking.
It was
I
not
have
enough.
A shirt on.
Yeah, you can't see your
and
nipple,
there's
but that's
like
pretty much it.
Middle side boob.
It was enough titty for that nigga to know.
What the fuck? And that's why I posted it. Get the fuck over it. It's a titty.
Get the fuck
it's
over
it. It's not even
it.
The whole it's titty.
I think in, if you add all the titties being shown, it comes up to like one titty. You
no,
had two halves out. That's a titty.
That's not how that works. That's not how that works. All right. So, educationally speaking,
okay.
So this article is from Psychology Today,
right.
And it talks about the processing of the male brain versus the female brain. And it goes a bit into detail about how men have heavier, larger amounts of gray matter, and women have larger amounts of white matter. And that contributes to how men process things, and the white matter contributes to how women process things in terms of its quantity.
Right.
And it talks about how the large amount of gray matter in men is the reason for y'all's ability to for decision making and problem solving and shit like that. But I mean, women make some good decisions too, and like, I know a lot of women, a lot of moms who are very, like, problem-solving, strong. Like, if you don't have a plan for this shit,
oh, yeah,
I'm gonna need for
facts.
You to, like,
like, have a plan, they have a backup plan. Like, they just got this shit planned all the way out.
Exactly. And so, I think that then goes back to how is it developed over time? Like, how your brain develops over time, or what is being nourished more than other things? Because, the article then goes to talk about how, because of the great amount of white matter in women, that affects the expression of emotion. And I know a lot of women those same women who are problem solving strong, but they're not as emotional. So again, could that be based on how it is how that part of your brain is nourished? Over time, what you learn, how you're socialized, your environment, your culture.
Yeah. I really think it's definitely more the situation than birth. But I feel like, because people, all right, for example, you said moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a point in every parent, fuck, let me think my sentence through before I say it.
And before we go any further, no, I'm not asking Greg as, like, a fucking expert or anything. We're just having a fucking conversation.
Yeah,
everything doesn't have to be done with...
just throwing that out there.
Everything doesn't have to be done with an expert. It's nice to have these conversations because with these conversations, we can actually learn. You can learn from the expert as well. But
sometimes it's nice to just sit and have the conversation and kind of debunk some shit on your own.
Let's be 100% real here. I am an average nigga, so this is the average nigga mindset. So
yes, this is also why I had Greg on, because he is a perfect example. We were talking about this the other night at Dion and Jay's in place. Yeah. I was like, yeah, Greg gonna be on my episode. Because we were talking about the male and female brain, and they were like, that's the perfect nigga.
Yeah, I'm just a nigga, bro. I'm literally just a nigga. But, because, like, I know for a fact my mom is a very problem-oriented person. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you crying? Like I said earlier, why are you crying? That's gone. Stop crying. Mm-hmm. That's how she, from when I was born, that's how she's been.
Right.
But for my grandma, I know when she was younger, she was very emotional. Like, mm-hmm. She ran away at one point because she got a fucking C in the class.
Bitch!
And was terrified. So, like, she spazzed out, ran away. There's been times she's been.
You know how bad I want a C in this bitch?
Nigga, it will be, I'm telling you, it's wild shit. But I feel like when she had, because she had me young. She had me when she was 19. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, she had to go from being emotional to being like, okay, now I have to be able to do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. I have to be able to look at a problem and solve it. I can't, like, get emotional and break down in front of my kid because mm-hmm. he doesn't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like your life makes you the person that you are. What the fuck? I really feel like the situation that you're in shifts how you look at certain things.
Okay.
Because I'm 100% certain if my mom didn't have me, mm-hmm. she would have still been emotional up until something happened to change her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, shifting from the educational aspect, we're going to talk about male and female brains in dating.
Oh, fuck.
So.
All right. Okay.
So, in your experience of dating,
right,
women tend to be, how do you think women's minds work?
Women's minds? I'm 100% sure throughout the whole date, they're like, okay, he's going to ask to have sex with me. I just want to know how. Like, I just want to see how this nigga is going to try to fuck tonight. I really feel like that goes through their mind a lot.
First of all, speaking as a woman,
yeah.
I ain't never really been on a date. I mean, I've been on, like, 2 dates. 3.
Wow.
3.
Wow.
My first date was when I got to college.
Wow, sweet.
And it was my first boyfriend here. And I told him I had never been on a date. He was like, bet, I'm going to take you on a date. And this was before we were dating or before we were together or whatever. And the whole time, I was not worried about it.
That's because you ain't been on dates before.
But that wasn't going through my mind. Like, I knew niggas wanted to fuck, but, like, that's not something that was on my mind for, like, it's not, it's weird for me
Plus,
to say, like,
I feel like,
that wasn't on my mind because it's me. But that wasn't something, I wasn't like, how this nigga finna ask, or how this nigga finna
try to get me in his crib.
Right. It was just, I think by that time, we had already did some shit. Anyway,
see,
though,
you ain't have to worry. I'm talking about, like, first date. Let's go to motherfucking Starbucks. I'm not finna order no coffee because I don't want my breath to stink.
With, I'm gonna call him Lotus because the world don't need to know his name. But
okay.
My partner. With him.
Locha Poca.
Lotus, nigga. With him. Our first date. Okay, so I ain't gonna lie. Our first date, I was trying to be quote-unquote celibate at the time. And I was like, I was thinking about that. I was like, how this nigga,
see,
this nigga gonna try to fuck, and I ain't gonna let it. So, like, we had our first kiss or whatever, we kissed, and I was like.
For those of you who can't see, she did air quotes.
I did do
first.
Air quotes. Because, I mean, it wasn't my first kiss, and it wasn't his first kiss, I'm sure, but it was our first kiss. But, I was like, he gonna try to do something after that because we didn't kiss. And then, like, he did.
See?
he asked. And I was like, no.
I'm not in the mood tonight.
No, I was just like, I'm being celibate. He was like, why? What is that? And I was like, he didn't say, what is that? I was like, I mean, because
because at the time, this is when, like, I was still trying to, for y'all who don't know, I'm an atheist, but I was trying to have a relationship with God, or because I felt like it was wrong to not believe. So I was like, I mean, it's just, I'm trying to get closer to God, so I'm being celibate.
Jesus came to me in my dream and said, don't take no more dicks. I'm the Christian here, and that's wild. That was a wild-ass sentence. I'm sorry for the blasphemy.
But, yeah, that was going through. I ain't gonna lie. That was going through my mind. And I was like, see, I knew it. I knew he was gonna try. It wasn't even fucking. It was just head. But, like, I was still like, no.
I still can't ask for head. I am a 22-year-old man. I'm still terrified to ask for head.
Just like, yo, can I eat your
I would 100% ask for sex before head. Asking for sex is easy.
How in the fuck?
What you mean, how in the fuck? It's so fucking easy.
Nigga.
No, dead ass. At the end of the day, hey, so you trying to come back to my place so you could watch a movie or something, knowing damn well my Netflix account ain't logged in and I don't got the password to that bitch. She pulled up, the TV go on to Channel 7, and we fucking. That's how that shit happened. Channel 7, because I ain't pay my cable bill this month. And that bitch is public cable. PBS Kids watching fucking Cyber Zone.
Nigga, first of all, in our apartment complex, cable is paid.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yes.
Why the fuck my cable?
Cable is involved in our rent, nigga.
My cable is dead ass off. Like, nigga, I need to call Charter.
Did you pay your rent?
That made sense. That made sense. Oh, man. I hope Copper Beach don't watch this. Can I say the name of our complex? I hope Blopper.
Blopper Beach.
Blopper Beach. They won't watch this shit. But no, I feel like throughout the day, I'm bringing it back to the question because we derailed again.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like throughout the day, majority of what's going through a girl's mind is the future and not the present, you know?
I be thinking about the present because...
Yeah, but you weird, nigga.
I mean, yeah. But, like, I want everybody to be on this wave of just being in the fucking present because, like, it's not even a wave. It's a way of life because you can't do shit about the past. You can do shit about the future, but it takes you doing shit in the present. So if you know you want a life that's not this life, do what you know you need to do right now. So, when the future comes, you'll be straight.
Yeah, facts.
Don't be like, oh, what the fuck am I gonna do?
You see, I agree with that, but at the same time, I'll be staying up to like 3 a.m. in the morning in my bed, like laying back, thinking about some weird shit in the 8th grade. So, like, I really...
Me too, nigga! No, there was a time when I was in fucking... I was 7? And I was at a summer camp, and we ain't have shit to do, so they was like, we gonna play courtroom. And they was like, we need a lawyer, we need a judge, we need a court reporter, and I just fucking raised my hand and screamed, court reporter!
You're so fucking weird.
And I think about that shit and how embarrassing it was, because everybody was looking at me like, bitch, no. And I wasn't even the fucking court reporter, and I was upset.
I remember in 8th grade, I say 8th grade specifically because this shit happened in 8th grade. I had for those of you guys that don't know, which is everybody, I'm a SoundCloud rapper. I make dumbass SoundCloud
songs.
That
nigga named Sensei Griffey.
Sensei Griffey. Look that bitch up and listen to Love Me. That's my best song on that bitch. And Ignore Lemonades. But
I haven't heard either.
Hey, nigga, look up Love Me. That shit actually pretty good. All right, but I had a rap book and I left that bitch in my English class one time. And this was back in middle school, so you know you switch classes and shit. The teacher found it and read that bitch in front of the students. But the thing is, she was a white teacher, and it said nigga a lot. So, from what I heard, because I wasn't even there. Somebody else told me about it. She was like, I will dome one of these in words. I got the chrome on these in words. Dear Lord. She called my mom, and the weirdest shit. The whole conversation with my mom was like, yeah, no, I read it. It's pretty good. There's some good metaphors and similes in there and all of that. But he shouldn't be writing this in my class. My mom was just like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck,
get off my phone.
He is 13. You think I give a fuck what he writes in your class?
Oh, man. I wrote a fucking rap. I wrote a rap in high school. I thought it was. No, I wrote one in fucking middle school. I wrote one in high school. And that shit was so trash.
That time gap.
All I talked about was pussy. Not other people's pussy, but like mine.
Like your pussy in specific.
And I always talked about, the first one I wrote in middle school was like some shit like.
Hold up. Middle school. You were 12 talking about your pussy?
No, this one wasn't about my pussy.
Okay, I was about to say, that's a whole ass
I
case.
Talked about that shit in high school, but like.
That's still a case, but it's closer to being illegal. I was 14. That's, never mind.
I was a freshman.
Oh, so, no. No.
These weren't about a year apart, actually.
Oh, no.
So, like, 13, I was like, this is terrible, and I'm cringing so hard. I'm a dirty South chick with hips so thick. You can never find another love quite like
this. Why does shit sound like some City Girl lyrics?
You can look around the world, but you'll never find a chick with a personality quite like mine.
And you ruined it. You had it, and you lost it.
This is where it gets terrible. Oh. My first name is Ayana, and my middle name is Janae. My last name is Hatcher, and that's all I gotta say. Oh. And then the one I wrote in fucking ninth grade, I couldn't even remember what, I can't remember what the fuck you said. I wrote it in JROTC.
Nigga, you about to have me up at 3 a.m. this morning embarrassed for you.
I don't even remember how it went. And it was so trash. And I thought that shit was lit. We had this girl in my ROTC class. And we nicknamed her Face. Me and my group of friends, we nicknamed her Face.
Was she cute?
She was a butterface.
Oh.
And so, aww. Like, she wasn't, her teeth was just weird. So, we called her Face. And, I used her in the rap. Like, I was like, he give me Face, like, his name Demetria or some shit like that. Her name was Demetria or Demetria. I forgot what the fuck her name was. It started with a D. And I was like, no. I said her last name was Hubbard. And I was like, he gave me Face as if her last name was Hubbard. As if his last
name was Hubbard. That's a fucking bar. That's a very inside, like, you gotta know, yeah. Everything about
it. So when
you.
I did it, they was like, oh shit. And so that contributed to me thinking it was lit.
I ain't gonna lie, if I would have known her.
This is how the fucking bar, it was like, he give me Face as if his last name was Hubbard, but I told him not to fuck me because he did not have a rubber.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, that's fucking heat. If I know the backstory, that shit would be trash. But now that I know who Hubbard is, that shit's a fucking bar.
Anyway.
Bro, you need to record that bitch and get her in the music video. with a t-shirt that got her last name on it.
Anyway. Oh, shit. Okay, so. Male, female brain while dating. Yeah. So what is your mind like while dating?
My mind while dating? I'm just trying not to be... I have a very dark sense of humor. Mm-hmm. So the whole time I'm like, all right, let me see how far I can get with these jokes. Because you want to... When you date somebody, you want to, like, have an angle. Like, you want to be like, all right, cool. I want to be able to, like... I want to be with you forever. Like,
right.
Maybe not forever. Not
forever. Because that's...
At least...
Life don't last forever.
Yeah, like 2 months. Max.
Wow,
y'all
Greg.
Niggas be on these drugs. But, So, you don't want to, I don't open up to people.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to tell you, because I also make jokes about my life, mm-hmm. but, like, the bad shit about my life and just make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's, I can't tell my normal humor jokes around a new person I'm trying to date. Like, I really have to work her up to this.
I understand. Because, like. I'm not me until I feel like you ready for me.
Exactly.
Because, like, when, I know when me and Lotus were just talking,
love
we were
bucket.
Just like, shut up, nigga. When we were just talking, like, that nigga was probably like, it's cool to fuck her, but, like, we don't talk. She don't talk about shit. I don't talk about shit. But, like, I was just trying to keep me to myself.
Yeah, it's
terrifying.
Because,
like, I don't know if you gonna like me.
Yeah.
So, like, yes, I want you to like me, but, like, I don't know if you
like that whole, like, when you go on a date, your people like, just be yourself. Do not be yourself. Be the most limited version of yourself you can be without lying to
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
at a certain point, you're lying, but you have to know the line between I'm okay.
So I was like, I mean, yeah, I like music. Like, that was something we had in common. Like, we both love fucking music. Who the fuck doesn't love music? But, like,
sociopaths? Ted Bundy?
Yeah. But, like, we like the same type of music and shit like that. And we were both on Tumblr and shit. So I was like, I mean, like, you can look at my Tumblr if you want to see who the fuck I am.
That's the most hipster shit I've ever heard you say. I mean, like.
And that's why I'm a fucking hipster. I'm a hippie and I'm a hipster, bitch.
You just hips.
Combined.
You just hips. And he also and she gave thick. Me. So she really
can
just
you
hips.
Not. He gave me that name. Hips. He called me hipster hippie. And then Brandon was like, oh, so you a hipster. And I was like, I like that shit. That's my fucking name. So that's why.
Hipster.
That is in the beginning of me. That's, yeah.
Learning a lot of backstories today. First about face, now hipsty. I'm unlocking your life.
I mean, but I've known you long enough now.
You've been closed
You're my
off
friend.
Until now. You've been closed off until now. This is the unlocking.
I mean, because everybody knows, like, so my surface level is like everybody just knows that I know shit about sex.
Yeah.
That's my surface level.
Yeah. Weird ass surface level.
That's a weird ass surface level, but like everybody knows, like I'm sex positive. I know everything about sex, or at least a lot of shit about sex, and that's me surface level. If you want like anything beyond that, I'm gonna need for you to like prove that you want to know beyond that, that you got like a purpose for being here. I mean, ain't nobody really got a purpose. But
I'm sad now. Why the fuck you had to throw that little ass in this? Man, that shit hurt.
I mean, in life, nobody really comes in with a purpose. You make that shit yourself. That's just what I believe. You figure out what the fuck you want out of life, and that's your fucking purpose, or that's what you've made your purpose out to be. But anyway, I mean, if I feel like I need to feel like you have a purpose here, or that you want something beyond surface in order for me to show you something beyond surface. Because I'm a great person.
Facts. She's a fantastic person.
However.
She could do a backflip.
I cannot. You ain't finna. I ain't breaking shit for nobody. But I'm a great person. And everybody doesn't know that. Everybody, there are people who don't fucking like me because it's just like, I come off a certain way. I'm just quiet, really, and I just, if I don't fucking vibe with you, I just don't vibe with you.
I'm the exact opposite. Niggas love me off rip, and then over time, it's just like, you know what, this nigga really
trash.
I mean,
with me, you can either love me or hate me. Like, it's no in between. There's never a, I kind of fuck with her. It's like, I don't fuck with her, or I fuck with her.
Same.
So.
Same.
But that's just because of how I come off. A lot of people don't fuck with sex the way that I fuck with sex. So that's a turn off for some people. I just realized what the fuck I said. Fuck with sex. Anyway.
I don't fuck with sex.
A lot of people don't.
My
thug's
gonna be mad as hell.
A lot of people are not as open as I am.
That's true. That shit caught me off guard when I first started becoming your friend.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't as open as I am, aren't as open-minded, and so for some people, that's like a breath of fresh air. Like, oh shit, I like this. Like, she's open. But then for other people, it's like, she doing too much.
You talking about prudes?
Yep. I ain't even gonna call them prudes. I'm not gonna shame you for. I'm not gonna shame you for what the fuck you like, what the fuck you don't like. That's to each his own. That's what you do. I'm not a person who gets along with very close-minded people. And people who are close-minded, of course, don't get along with me. But
I ain't gonna lie, close-minded people get the best head.
I mean, I used to be close-minded.
And your head game went downhill since
you a goddamn liar.
I don't know. I ain't
listen,
never
head game improves over time. Like, you gotta, it's a skill. You gotta perfect it over time. If it just stays stagnant, then stays fucking stagnant. Head game changes as you change partners, because everybody don't like the same shit. And
yeah.
You gotta try to figure out what the fuck they like, and then
yeah, that shit threw
so
me off.
So if how the fuck did that throw you off? Well, hey,
because
like,
it threw me off.
Because yeah. You be like, all right, bet I got this shit on lock, bet. And then the new then person come up,
it's
just
like, I don't like that shit. Or you, what? It's like, or you think that you're doing a bad job because what worked for the last person may not work for this person.
Yeah, and that shit throw you off. You like, what? You don't like the tongue twist? Click, click. You don't like the tongue twist?
You don't. No, what threw me the fuck off was when like somebody was like, I don't like deep throating. I don't like the sounds that are.
What?
I was like,
the sounds are the best part.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
It just threw me off. Like, I don't have a problem not doing it. It just threw me off when it was said, and I was like, okay, well.
I like it. I just don't like it being done in my apartment because I got carpet, and
spit dries up.
Yeah, but okay, I'll like. Not wearing socks in my apartment, and I don't want
to. Pool in your
exactly. I don't want that shit to happen.
You're standing in a puddle.
And I'm
and
not
shit.
About to get my dick sucked in the kitchen.
Okay. So, male and female brain. Male and female brain when it comes to sex.
Right. Surprisingly, I think they're even as a motherfucker.
Okay.
But girls are usually more secretive with it. Like, nowadays, you go on Twitter, you see somebody talking about, I really want some dick. But like 5-6 years ago, that's weird as shit.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's a thing that we are also taught. I think that is like men want to be surprised or give them something to dream about or look forward to or whatever the fuck. Listen, with me, I want the dick and you're gonna know. I want the tongue and you're gonna know. I like women, so if I'm with a woman, I want the pussy and you're gonna know.
That's gonna be my fucking Instagram.
There is no in between. You're gonna know. And I did used to be the person who, like, wanted to hide it. And when you get to know me, like, you realize, like, oh, shit, she nasty. But, I mean, I guess I get it. Like, I get the concept of she's nasty for nobody but me. But, I mean, I'm still nasty for nobody but you.
I was just nasty before you.
Yes.
And after you.
Yes. And even though people know I'm this open, it doesn't mean like I'm willing to be open with them or anybody outside of you. I mean, people just know I'm open. And so I guess it's a thing, like men kind of want like a dirty little secret type thing. Like, they think she's sweet and cute and shit, but then like she gets super nasty for me. But I mean,
I ain't gonna front. So, I was talking to this girl 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ended up not working out because I'm a jerk. But.
Grade A asshole.
Huh? Hey, nigga.
Grade A.
I'm trying to get some pussy off this.
Nigga. So, ladies, he's letting you know ahead of time. He wants pussy.
I want the pussy. Like, maybe I love you afterwards, but, like, I just want to fuck first. But, So, I was talking to this girl, like, 2 months ago. It didn't work because I'm a jerk. And I remember while I was talking to her, I noticed that she, like, stopped posting shit on, like, Instagram, Snapchat, like, all that shit. I'm mm-hmm. like, why? She's like, because I'm talking to you. Like, when I talk to dudes, they don't like it when I, like, put shit online because they're like, I'm with them.
First of all, I'm grown and I do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm like, bitch, you dumb. Who the fuck told you to stop doing? Why the fuck did you stop living for these niggas, dumbass? That was the lyric. That's when she stopped talking to me because that was pretty much the exact quote.
You call her dumbass?
I call her dumbass.
Quit. You can't do that.
I learned I couldn't do that. At the beginning of this podcast, I said I'm looking for a relationship. This is why I haven't found one yet. I'm not.
Fucking dumbass.
I think the exact sentence I said was, so you stopped posting shit because niggas asked you to when you was dating them? Yeah. So, like, were you always a dumbass? Or, like, were you molded into a dumbass? Like, who hurt you and made you this fucking stupid? This was, like, face-to-face, too. She didn't even respond.
I wouldn't fucking respond either. I'd be like, bitch,
And the worst thing is, she knew she was wrong. Like, that's one of the things when somebody says that to you, like, you know what? He right. But, he had to say it like that, but he right. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to respond to this. We just sat in silence, and I was like, you know what? I'm a dip. You ain't saying shit. And she told me to delete her number, but that bitch was never saved, so I deleted the thread. So, yeah, I'm ready to settle down in a relationship.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I wish that was a fucking joke.
I don't even know what the fuck to say.
That's exactly how she was. Her face was like, looked a little bit more offended.
Man, you can't call people dumbass.
Was she not a dumbass?
That is a dumb thing to do, yes. Oh, shit. No. Ooh, that makes me think of this guy that I went to middle school and high school with him.
Damn.
And I say this all the time because I feel like I dodged a fucking bullet because I was, like, so, quote-unquote, in love with him in high school, and I really liked him in middle school. And, like, he be saying the stupidest shit now. And I just be like, oh, my fucking God.
No.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
Because he said some shit. What did he say? He said, you can be body positive. He's really into women should be a certain way and all this other shit. So he said, you don't have to be body positive and show your titties all the time. Who the fuck?
Are you cool with saying his name or you want to keep that secret?
His name Marcus.
Hey, yo, Marcus, you stupid. Just throwing that out there, blood. No, no, no offense or nothing.
No, dude,
like, my nigga,
that's going to be the fucking teaser. Because I post my teasers on Instagram. That's going to be the teaser. You follow me.
Hey, my nigga, wait, how big is he? Is he strong?
That nigga tall.
Hey, Marcus, I apologize.
That nigga like 6'4"?
Hey, can we delete that shit?
Hell no.
Hey, you should let me know how big this nigga was.
That nigga said, you don't have to be body positive and show your titties all the time. First of all, being body positive, I do whatever the fuck I want to do with my body. I wear whatever the fuck I want to wear on my body.
I'm on Marcus' side. That nigga beat me in a fight. I'm on his side.
Nigga, shut up. Nigga. He called you a dumbass, nigga.
By accident, my nigga. I got dyslexia. That shit came out of nowhere, blood. I don't know how that happened.
Oh man, he said that shit. He got a homeboy.
Oh, so I'm getting jumped.
That I went to. Okay, so the homeboy short as shit. He got a homeboy.
I think that nigga be stupid.
That said some shit like a year ago about this girl. She had a you know what? Moral of the story is, before I continue this, you're a man. Just because you're a man don't mean you can tell folks what the fuck to do.
Facts.
I know the world has conditioned you otherwise, but, I mean, if you have a preference for how you want your women, okay, cool. Don't bash the women who do the things that you don't like, because at the end of the day, ain't got shit to do with you.
Facts. Niggas is entitled for no reason. Stop being stupid. Every nigga, all niggas. This ain't directed at a singular person. It's just to all niggas.
But he got a homeboy, and the homeboy posted this picture of this girl, and she had, like, a mesh top on, and her nipples were showing through. Now, if you don't like that, you just don't like that. But she grown, she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. So.
That shit got me uncomfortable as shit for a nipple.
He said, how am I supposed to respect a woman like this, as if what a person wears has anything to do with the level of respect that you give them?
That's dumb as fuck.
Exactly. And if you really want to think about that, like, if you really want to be that way, then consider that the next time you get stopped by the police because you look suspicious because of how you're dressed.
That's exactly what wow.
It's literally the same.
God damn, that's true. That's wild. Niggas could be double standard as a motherfucker.
Exactly. I mean, this whole world is built on fucking double standards. Facts. It's been that way. But yeah. Anything else you want to talk about in these last 10 minutes?
We're going to run
out of fucking time.
Wow. How far did we get along in the questions? Did we do better than you thought we was going
to do? Yeah. I thought we was going to get way off track.
Nigga, we did. What the fuck? We talked about rapping.
But it's still tied into, like, male-female brain.
Okay.
Go ahead.
shit. What I want to say? All right. We could do a rapid round. You just ask me questions, and I'll answer it the most nigga way I know how.
Okay.
All right, but we can't get off track though. We gotta like hit this shit hard.
Okay, so how do you feel about polyamory?
I don't like that shit. Personally, I don't like that shit. Mm-hmm. I'd be scared. What the nigga fuck you better than I do? Like, it's not necessarily like all these niggas fucking you. Like somebody, like if they're you fucking five niggas and I'm in the middle, I got a problem with that.
Okay, so how do you feel about? This is a two part question. How do you feel about threesomes?
With two niggas or two girls?
That's second question. How do you feel about threesomes, period?
Period?
Yeah.
If everybody's down for it, then it's cool.
And how do you feel about MMF?
MMF, male, male, female?
Yeah.
I'm not down with it only because I've talked about this a lot. There are only three ways a male, male, female three-way could end. Mm-hmm. One, I come first, mm-hmm. and then I got to watch this nigga fuck you mm-hmm. until he come, and I'm not going to like that shit because at this point, you just fucking that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Either or I come or he comes first, and then there's just this random-ass motherfucker watching us fuck, which is weird. Or we come at the same time, and I just share the moment with this nigga that I did not want to share with this nigga. Like, there's no good ending for that.
That's so funny. Like, and I find it funny because a lot of times, the way men's brains work, I won't generalize and say all of y'all, but a lot of times when it comes to threesomes and men versus threesomes and women, women are like, okay, I want this to pleasure me. And men are like, okay, I want this to pleasure me. Women don't have an issue with it being another woman, but men will have an issue with it being another man, and it'll be shit like that.
That's the only, like, I promise you, if we could nut at the same time and not share a moment together, that would be cool. But you know for a fact.
How you gonna share the moment? Y'all gonna look in each other's eyes and
yes.
shit?
That's what
how
I'm
do you
of.
Know when this other person is coming unless they say it?
Like, bruh, if we both fucking the same girl, and I feel him shake, and I shake a little bit.
You gonna feel him shake? How are you gonna feel him shake?
First of all, I got a full size mattress. I'm gonna feel every single move this nigga made. It's not. I'm not out here.
Maybe
with a
you
king
on the floor,
mattress.
Nigga.
Nigga, no. I'm not finna invite some random nigga over to my house and have this man fuck somebody on my floor. I'm gonna be a nice host and have this nigga fuck in the bed like a gentleman. Okay. So. When the bed shake and creak a little bit, I know he nothing. And that's going to tell my body to nut. And the nigga...
How is that going to tell your body to nut?
All right, niggas, this is a nigga thing. When you watch porn and the nigga nut, automatically your body's like, oh, bet, it's time. Like, no, dead ass. If you see somebody nut and you, like, almost close, your body's just going to snap and you going to nut. I don't know. How
wow.
the fuck that shit work?
Okay.
That shit wild. But... like I'm saying, if I feel this nigga about tonight,
so it's like a fucking sneeze.
It's like a sneeze. It's like a yawn.
Sneezes and
yeah,
yawns
yeah.
are contagious.
Yeah, yeah, nuts are contagious.
What
as
the fuck?
For NBA YoungBoy, that shit really contagious. But so
yeah,
so I'm really gonna get killed. So fucking, if this nigga nut and I feel it, not his nut. That's a weird ass way to word that shit. But I feel like he's, I don't want to. A nigga gonna make me nut, bro, and I don't want that. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Now, as far as, like, woman, man threesomes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was brought upon me, it's cool. But at the same time, it's the same problem. Like, I'm gonna have to fuck one more than the other. And I'm not gonna fuck the person I'm regularly fucking more than the other.
Okay.
And I'm gonna feel like I'm cheating. I'm gonna still do it, but I'm gonna feel like I'm cheating. And I'm going to feel bad for, like, 10 minutes.
I mean, but that's... with threesomes, people don't consider that boundaries have to be set and conversations have to be had ahead of time. Like, okay, is it a boundary for me to fuck her longer than I fuck you? Is it a boundary that I kiss her? Is it a boundary that I eat her pussy? It's boundaries, like...
Yeah, and I don't want boundaries to be set. If I want a nut in a new bitch throat, I'm a nut in a throat.
You want a threesome without boundaries?
Yes.
Okay, good luck.
I want a threesome. I want my girl to be okay with me having a threesome where two of the girls aren't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's out of town, and she doesn't know about it.
That's cheating, Greg. That's not the same.
All right. Like I said, I'm trying to get in a committed relationship. I said that at the beginning and in the middle of this.
The middle?
And in the middle of this. And I'm serious. So if you're cool with being cheated on, hit my line. My number is 334 medium-sized dick, nigga. Follow me on Instagram at this motherfucker really said medium dick, nigga. And follow me on Twitter at this joke ain't funny no more.
Oh, man. All right. We got about 5 minutes left. Last question.
Okay.
How do you feel about bedroom sex versus public sex?
Public sex is lit, but at the same time, you become a sex offender with that shit. So, like, it's risky as fuck, but that just make it better. Okay. You know how mad I'm gonna be if I have to, like, go knocking on doors? Hi, I just moved into the neighborhood. I have to legally let you guys know I'm a sex offender.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just fucking my girl in the car at a Walmart. Like, I don't really want to have that conversation with people, you know? So, like, it's like a risky endeavor.
I mean, I think with it, I've never had car sex. I've never had.
I lost my virginity in the car.
Public sex. I got hit in a car. Like, the first time I ever got hit, I was in a car. We were in a car.
Bro, have you ever 6'9" in a car?
Hell no.
That is the worst shit in the world.
How?
Nigga, I don't know. And then, that, like, this, first of all, sex smells weird in the first place.
I don't even like 69. Like, I ain't gonna say I don't like it. I just feel like I can't properly focus if you're doing it well enough.
Yeah.
Or like, if I'm doing well enough, you probably can't focus fully.
Girls don't know how to 6'9" properly. I promise you, you hit that clip one time, your dick not getting sucked no more.
No more.
No
I'm
more.
I'm just going to lay there, and your dick is going to be sitting point, in my mouth like a lollipop. Well, that is this episode. I thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Greg, thank you for being here.
I'm sorry, Marcus. I didn't mean
that
it.
Nigga.
I really didn't mean it, man.
Nah, I ain't got no hard feelings against him. He's
me neither.
On some nut shit.
Nah, he's cool, man.
Tune in next week for another episode, and as always, I wish you love, peace, and sexual release.
Hit me up though.